listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on Sunday, September 3rd, 2017. My, how the time is flying. And this show is live. Paul Fromm joins me today. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
George may join us in a bit. Meanwhile, Paul and I will talk about some of the things that have happened in the last 2 days since our Friday show. And we invite you to call in with your questions or your comments or observations on things that have happened pertaining to the Trump phenomenon and or the American Freedom Party, which is the sponsor of all of these shows, six shows a week, 8 hours of radio. And way to get in on a call is to dial 800-313-9443, and you ought to have that scratched into the wood there on your tabletop to remember it. And we've got 3 hours today. We have 1 hour Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time today. We'll be on the air for 3 hours from 3 o'clock Eastern until 6 o'clock Eastern time. So plenty of time to take your calls and share your thoughts. Some things, developments since Friday. It was Friday that I mentioned I'd love to go to a Trump rally. And there will be, it appears, there will be a Trump rally in Bismarck, North Dakota on Wednesday. I will endeavor to be there, and we don't know. It hasn't been released yet where exactly in Bismarck Donald Trump will be. I was hoping, I'm still hoping, he'll be at the Bismarck Events Center, which has a seating of 10,000. Well, that would be nice. But there's also discussion of an appearance across the river in the adjoining town of Mandan, North Dakota. So I don't know where, I don't know exactly where. Nobody knows, or at least none of us in the public know. But I'll apprise you as soon as I know. And I'm getting all the little ducks lined up here so that I can make the trip with the kids.
That sounds really exciting. When is that going to be, James?
Wednesday, coming up.
So just 3 days away.
Yeah. This will be special. And the boy, you know, even for myself, at the ripe old age of 69, this may be my only chance to actually, well, I saw Donald Trump with Bill Johnson back in 2011, but to see President Donald Trump, I put this right up there with a chance to see President Washington or to see President Jefferson or anybody of that caliber. You'd really kick yourself if you missed a chance to see President Washington or President Jefferson. And I know I'll be kicking myself if I miss a chance to see President Trump here in the least visited state in America. And for the kids, well, that will be something they can grow up and say, you know, I was there. I saw the president who already has changed their lives, will change their lives even more.
That'll be a great opportunity. I hope it works out just as you planned.
yeah, I'm gonna really do all I possibly can to be there, and I will. I hope I'll be able to report live from Bismarck right here on the radio. So stay tuned for that. Now, one of the important stories just preceding the Wednesday event, Donald Trump announced there's been an adjustment here, but tentatively there will be an announcement on Tuesday concerning DACA, which is the so-called Dreamers. Now I've forgotten what DACA stands for. But the there's a very good article on Breitbart today that covers this, and let me go to that right now. It's a very good explanation how the Obama administration bypassed Congress to grant de facto amnesty to young illegal aliens. This is on Breitbart by Aaron Klein, dated today. Amid the hysterical criticism of President Trump's decision to review government protections for young illegal immigrants, it is instructive to recall how the Obama administration bypassed Congress and usurped legislative powers to implement the controversial policy of deferred action for childhood arrivals. Who can remember that? Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, in the first place. In considering the fate of DACA for so-called Dreamers, now, part of the reason to review this, folks, is I want to put you in Donald Trump's shoes, his size 13 or whatever shoes, and so you can see the position that he's in. Whatever he may do on Tuesday, this is not an easy position that he's in. In considering the fate of DACA for so-called Dreamers, Trump is not reviewing longtime U.S. immigration law, but rather a series of policies enacted by interagency memos. Can you believe that? This was all done by memo after Congress repeatedly refused to pass the so-called DREAM Act to grant residency and rights to young illegals. The Obama administration's decision to bypass Congress and grant what essentially amounted to de facto amnesty to young illegals via interagency directives was so radical that I included the moves in the list of potential impeachable offenses in a 2013 book titled Impeachable Offenses, The Case for Removing Barack Obama from Office. The Obama administration's end run around Congress to essentially halt the deportation of young illegals was enacted despite Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, which expressly vests in Congress and not in the executive branch the power to, quote, establish a uniform rule of naturalization, unquote. The clause, Article 1, Section 8, has long been interpreted as specifically giving the legislative branch the power to set immigration policy. Now, this gets a little bit complex, but you need the complexity. Obama's first major change in the enforcement of existing immigration law started on June 30th, 2010, in a memo written by John Morton, then Assistant Secretary at the Department of Homeland Security and Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Morton's directive tested the waters by setting priorities for deporting illegal aliens, with the first priority being the removal of aliens who posed a danger to national security or serious risk to public safety. Priority two were recent illegal entrants. And the third priority focused on aliens who are fugitives or otherwise obstruct immigration controls. After facing little resistance, Morton issued another memo on August 20th, 2010, this time instructing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, attorneys to exercise, quote, prosecutorial discretion in the handling of removal proceedings involving aliens with applications or petitions pending before the immigration court. So you see how they're tiptoeing it toward amnesty. Again, changing immigration law enforcement, Morton's memo outright called for ICE to consider dismissal in the following cases. So he has this now this list. Let's see. Well, there's a lot of legal language here.
It's basically altering the law by regulation and cutting the legislative branch out of it completely.
Yes.
You know, this is tyranny.
Yes. And the skipping down here, here's the shocking thing that most of you probably didn't know, because the lamestream media will not report this. This Obama DACA thing has all been done by memos. Some of the memos, not even from Obama himself. This latest beginning memo was from this guy, Morton, who nobody ever heard of. Skipping down a ways, Morton started this practice of exercising prosecutorial discretion with respect to individuals who came to the United States as children. There you have it. With the stroke of a pen, then Janet Napolitano implemented central aims of the DREAM Act without any congressional vote. Her memo called for law enforcement officials to exercise prosecutorial discretion, which is essentially code language for ignoring immigration law in the case of any illegal alien who, according to the memo's own wording, and then here are the categories, came to the United States under the age of 16. That's a lot of people. Or has continuously resided in the United States for at least 5 years preceding the date of this memorandum. Or is currently in school, has graduated from high school, has obtained a general education development certificate, or is an honorably discharged veteran of the Coast Guard or Armed Forces of the United States. Or, has not been convicted of a felony offense, a significant misdemeanor offense, multiple misdemeanor offenses, or otherwise poses a threat to national security or public safety.
We're really setting the bar so low.
And here, if we missed anybody with the first four, is not above the age of 30. So, I mean, come on, folks. That same day, Obama held a Rose Garden press conference in which he celebrated Janet Napolitano's controversial action as, quote, mending our nation's immigration policy to make it more fair, more efficient, and more just, specifically for certain young people sometimes called dreamers. Obama's own words make it clear that the DHS memo, this is a memo from Janet Napolitano, all but completely changed the way existing immigration law is enforced. It is that radical memo and the spirit of the previous DHS memos that Trump is now reviewing. So there you have it, folks. That was a little bit extensive, but now I feel that we all have a grasp. What the heck is this DACA thing? What is Trump having to address? And what he's going to do on Tuesday, I do not know. Like so many things, I'll put this little prefatory thought in here. Like just about anything that's going on right now, Donald Trump is such a harried president. He is in such a difficult position being in the middle of this swamp of people like Napolitano and Morton and Obama's people that he's embedded in the government, that on any particular issue, if Donald Trump does not do the thing we're really hoping for right out of the gate in this first year, I am not going to make that you will not see Kelso going, oh, I'm out of here, or that's it for me. He didn't deliver on that. I marvel at this genius and this giant of courage, at what he has done already, and I recognize that he's risking his life. He's doing almost the impossible, and he's going to tackle things as he can. So I'll give you an example of the difficulties he's in this week. Oh, and why is he addressing it right now? I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, someone in the audience, I believe that these memos that create the, who can remember what DACA stands for? Let's go back again. See, that is kind of intentional, isn't it?
Deferred action something, I think.
Deferred action for childhood arrivals. Oh, it sounds so sweet. Deferred action for childhood arrivals. Warm and fuzzy. I believe that he, in September, has to rule on whether these memos roll forward. They're not perpetual memos. Let's go to Obama's own language. I'll go to that Obama when he praised Napolitano that day in the Rose Garden. This was June 15th, 2012. Here's what Obama himself said. He said, "Now, let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix. This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people." It is the right thing to do.
Haven't committed any major crimes.
Yeah, but now notice he's, even Obama himself, now he's lying through his teeth. He intended this as amnesty, of course, but it is not, in fact, an amnesty. It is not, in fact, as he says himself, not a permanent fix. This has to be rolled over every year. So I believe that the time deadline facing Donald Trump right now is that I believe in September he has to make a ruling for the next year. He has to roll this thing forward or let it go. Now, I may be misunderstanding. Clarify if somebody out there knows better than I do. But so the number of things that Donald Trump can do, I expect him to do something very imaginative, very interesting. I hope he catches us by surprise with some good way of at least beginning the derailment of DACA. Now, but here's the bind that he's in. He's coming to Bismarck on Wednesday. The purpose is he wants to get some of his key issues done. He has to get some of these things done. One of them is he wants an across-the-board tax cut for all Americans, including, very importantly, a business tax cut, taking us from the most onerous tax rate in the world, 35%, that's before state and local taxes and other taxes. He wants to take it down to 15%. That will make a huge difference in the overall prosperity of America. And that's a base from which Donald Trump can achieve other things. So just as a man who builds skyscrapers, you build the foundation first. You don't worry too much about that top floor when you're still working on pouring the foundation. So some of the things that Donald Trump wants to achieve are top floor things. He's got to get a foundation. He's got to get the economy strong. Otherwise, other things become a moot point. So if Donald Trump does something that's kind of a half measure as regards DACA in order to avoid a fight right now so that he can get this tax cut passed, I see that as being a very good move. He can't fight every battle all at once. He risks losing all of them. He's got to win some. If he wins big on the tax relief, and that boosts his standing and boosts his ability to get legislation and so on, then you can move on to the next item. And so there you go. That's my forecast on clearly I don't have any idea what he's going to do on Tuesday. But we know that what he has to deal with, it's memos that he has to deal with. Let me just take a look at my call board here and just see if during that rather technical discussion a call may have come in. Yes, from the Lone Star State, Ken, you're on the line. Oh, it's old. Okay. Well, Ken, if you're out there, call back. Sorry.
Oh, I've got an interesting item, James.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our national anthem, unlike yours, is constantly changing in pursuit of political correctness. It's not the anthem I play, but it's "O Canada, O Canada, our home and native land. O Canada, in all thy sons command." Well, they didn't want to, they got rid of sons.
We'll be right. Hold that thought there on sons.
Story.
We'll find out what they replace sons with right after this break.
Like the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. And Paul, you were talking about
national anthem goes something like this: Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love, and all our sons command. Well, they want sons changed. Goes on a little bit further. From far and wide, Canada, we stand on guard for God, for the guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Okay, God, keep our land glorious and free. Well, of course, that greatly upsets the traditional predator that hates us, that hates our people. And our National Broadcasting Corporation, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the CBC, had a poll yesterday. They got the highest number of responses that they ever have. 86% said God wanted to keep the words, God keep our land, in the national anthem. I mean, it's pretty clear cut. The revolution that's swirling all around us is not at the demand of the majority of people. It's being imposed on us. But when you actually consult people, well, do you want God removed from the national anthem? 86% say no way, Jose. I think that's rather significant.
Yes, it is. And the other piece to that puzzle, that's a very good poll that, you know, that squeaked through like that, that got through the censorship. The great thing is, of course, Breitbart, when it's fully deployed, Breitbart, of course, will be a great patriot news network for the whole world, as much as Canada.
Well, I hope to be a regular correspondent when it sets up. There's so much that you know, I think Americans ought to know about Canada, which is not conveyed through your filtered media. Your media makes a big fuss over our trust fund kid prime minister, who, you know, they consider him one of the, if not the most exciting politician in the world. From prancing around at a, I mean, he can't pass by any gay pride parade, but he has to dance around and pose with people half nude and so on. I mean, it's disgraceful. He sometimes somehow found time on Friday to leave his onerous duties, and he went to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to a mosque. That was for the Eid al-Adha day or whatever. there's a real Canadian feast occasion. And what he did there, he says, he said that we must stand together against racism and homophobia. Whether we live in a big city or small town, we must continue to stand together, united against racism, hatred, and Islamophobia. What about united against the immigration invasion that he's engineering? We have really a cultural Marxist fruitcake in the prime minister's office.
Yeah, boy, yeah. Canada surely drew a different straw than America in the 2016 election. And the
yes. We got the short one.
You got the short straw there. And the points you're making, very good about media. You know, it was a Canadian, Marshall McLuhan. Well, I'm going to tie a couple people here. I'm going to tie George Orwell to Marshall McLuhan, and whoever said garbage in, garbage out, whoever that person was. Marshall McLuhan had the famous dictum, the medium is the message. And I'll apply that to Orwell's thought. If you control the medium, if you control the news networks, you're utterly controlling the message. And Orwell expanded that. You're controlling not just the message, you're controlling the thinking of the people. And this goes to your thought that this is being imposed on us, Paul. This hegemon over, I'll use that word in just a moment, it's in a as regards China, but this hegemon over the media has enabled a small group of people to actually, it's insulting and it's embarrassing to think it, to actually control our thinking. That's embarrassing.
That is so true, and that is where if those of us who believe in Providence have to think, thank God for the internet.
Yes. And we'll be back with more 1984 thoughts right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. And oh, heck, I'm just one of many, can't get no respect. Politically incorrect.
Here we are, the politically incorrect. And I'm looking here at my copy of 1984 by George Orwell. Maybe, you know, arguably the most profound book of the 20th century. It certainly would have to be in anybody's short list of half a dozen of the most powerful books of the 20th century. This is a book that begins, "It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. And then it goes on to describe Winston Smith, the hero of the book, is sort of anti-hero in a way. He's employed by the Ministry of Truth, Many True, which is a hegemon. It's utterly in control of all information of every type, even the smallest of information. The Ministry of Truth is in charge of it. Just turning the pages here, the other ministries, the Ministry of Peace, which is in charge of war, the Ministry of what is the economic ministry, and then there's the Ministry of Love, which is in charge of torturing people who are politically incorrect. Breitbart, that is the antidote to what George Orwell was predicting in his 1948 book entitled 1984. Let's go to a Breitbart article right now that is among the important ones that are appearing today. And that is let me find this article on North Korea. This is very important. Trump and Mnuchin threaten China with trade sanctions after North Korea nuke test. Now, I'm going to skip down here. I'll go into the story, but I'm going to skip a little bit to an amazing tweet from Donald Trump. This is a big one, folks. This is a tweet today. Listen to what the implications of this. From Donald Trump, I don't know how many hours ago this was tweeted. Visualize this. Our president is sitting in the White House, and this is what he writes. The United States is considering, in addition to other options, stopping all trade with any country doing business with North Korea. Whoa. He tweeted that at 11:14 a.m., I guess Eastern time. So just a few hours ago. Let me just give a background fact to that. China is the only significant trading partner with North Korea. China buys $2.34 billion of Korea's $2.8 billion of exports. So it's almost the exclusive trading partner of North Korea. So let's go back to the president's tweet. The United States is considering, in addition to other options, stopping all trade with any country doing business with North Korea. That implies, folks, stopping trade with China. That is huge. And I'll connect that dot to another dot in just a moment here. It connects back to something Steve Bannon was saying some months ago. Steve Bannon said that the only realistic option for dealing with the crazy man in North Korea, who now has launched, he just fired another nuclear weapon in the last couple of days, fired another nuclear weapon 10 times more powerful than the previous. And Steve Bannon wrote this. He says, "We're at economic war with China," Bannon said. And this is a few months ago. He wrote this. "It's all in their literature. They're not shy about saying what they're doing. One of us is going to be a hegemon in 25 or 30 years, and it's going to be them if we go down this path." And then he says the only way to deal with North Korea, he says, is through China. Is it China? Now, here's what President Trump said today. North Korea, this is at 6:39 a.m., early this morning. President Trump tweeted, "North Korea is a rogue nation which has become a great threat and embarrassment to China, which is trying to help but with little success." Then he writes, "North Korea has conducted a major nuclear test. Their words and actions continue to be very hostile and dangerous to the United States." So we can connect this. Here's another quote from Steve Bannon. This is something Steve Bannon said about 2 weeks ago. There's no military solution to North Korea's nuclear threats. Forget it. Until somebody solves the part of the equation that shows me that 10 million people in Seoul don't die in the first 30 minutes from conventional weapons, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no military solution here. He says, to me, the economic war with China is everything, and we have to be maniacally focused on that. If we continue to lose it, we're 5 years away, I think 10 years at most, of hitting an inflection point from which we'll never be able to recover. So Bannon is talking about two things there. He's saying the way to rein in North Korea is through China. And and what President Trump just tweeted, folks, I mean, if I'm sitting in Beijing, or whatever they're calling their capital now, almost as changeable as your national anthem, Paul, that is one heck of a tweet, because cutting off trade with China would have just untold ramifications. But that's how serious this is. We've said on this show all along, the North Korea threat of having huge nukes, now they've done one 10 times bigger than anything before, and intercontinental ballistic missiles, one of which they just flew over the northern end of Hokkaido Island, that this has got to be solved. Bannon is saying not militarily, economically, and then only through China. So the pressure has to be on China. Well, what kind of big pressure can be put on China? Well,
economic.
Cut off trade. China is utterly dependent upon the United States for its exports and its cash income. So, my gosh, you know, talk about, this is why I say Donald Trump's got a lot of things on his plate, folks. If anybody wants to get real excited over what happens on DACA on Tuesday, just imagine that you are Donald Trump. I said, let's get into his shoes. Here he is on a Sunday in the White House. Is he able to play golf like Barack Obama? No. He is having to deal with, this is possible world war. This is possible Armageddon. This is possible trade war of unimaginable dimension. But he just put out that tweet. We might cut off trade with China if China can't rein in North Korea. Now, if you had that to think about, folks, how much time would you have for 20 other issues and 100 other appointments? Just imagine, in other words, what it's like to be Donald Trump, and very much on your own, without a whole lot of a team around you. And how could it have been otherwise for him? He was a great builder, a great industrial, you know, a giant. What preparation or what? How does that assemble for him a team to handle China or North Korea or DACA? So he's operating really on the basis of his own native genius, and then looking for people around him, you know, that he can delegate to. But this is a very, very steep hill he's climbing. Let me just check for calls here. Anybody wants to call in? If you've noticed something, folks, if you're going to be in Bismarck and want to say hi to me when you get there in Bismarck, give us a ring at 800-313-9443. On another note, Paul, Donald Trump did make a number of appointments of ambassadors today, a lot of them to Africa. And no, I did not see an appointment for an ambassador to South Africa. I saw like 10 other South African nations. So that's on his plate right now. And speaking of Africa, I got a very nice text message from Simon Roach, our frequent guest on this show, who is on his way back to South Africa now. And could not thank him enough for his very kind words. But that was an amazing 6-month visit that Simon Roach made to America, and it was the great outreach of the Zeitlanders organization in South Africa. I believe that really that was a personal assignment given to Simon Roach by Gustav Muller, the head of Zeitlanders, given to him by Muller himself. And Gustav Muller has reason to be very pleased with the 6 months that Simon Roach spent in the U.S., initially thinking it would be a tour of American churches, that American churches would be the most responsive to a humanitarian plea from South Africa's white people, that someone come to their aid or understand their plight, and it turns out instead the churches were not that receptive, at least not on this first visit, but that American patriots, we have been receptive. And so it's been a very successful mission that will be expanded upon with future developments, future visits, future exchanges. And we're speaking right now with Paul Fromm, who himself has made two missions to South Africa in recent times. And you made an earlier one in, I believe it was 87, in happier times.
And yeah, that's right.
Boy, you know, can you imagine this? You know, this major nation, South Africa, and our nation. And wasn't that surprising on this radio show when, you know, speaking with, at the time, we were talking with Karen Smith of South Africa, and the, you know, that there was so little good information, so little communication going back and forth, that there were basically, we asked Karen, we said, has anybody visited South Africa, you know, to lend support? She said no. And the and off you went, Paul. That was wonderful, as brave on your part as it has been on Simon's to make this to make your tour.
And the book on South Africa is chugging along. I really hope to be able to announce a publication date before too much more time goes by.
Oh, that's wonderful. That this audience is quite familiar with what Paul's talking about. We asking Karen Smith, has there been any kind of a mission, any emissaries to South Africa? She said no. She mentioned Greg Stanton, who did make a visit, the founder of the Genocide Watch. But other than that, no particular visits. And then we said, well, what about a book? Is there a good book on the plight of South Africa's white founder settler people? And no, there isn't. There are some good books, but no book that generally covers the plight of South Africa's whites in such a way that you could, you know, anybody could read the book and get an idea as to what's going on. So Paul is solving that problem with the production of a book born out of the conversations on this show, and it will include authors who spoke on this show from South Africa and from expatriate points elsewhere.
Yeah, I think it's going to fill a real niche of information. As we were saying just a little bit earlier, that's up until fairly recently, our enemy has controlled most of the mass media, not absolutely all, but most, and coming pretty close to Orwell's nightmare.
Yes. And the and of course a bit of good news for us, a big piece of good news for us, along with the growth of the internet, one of the obstacles to someone like Paul Fromm or any patriot getting into print was you had to run your manuscript through the publishing houses, which were part of that hegemon. Publishing houses were few in number, and they were controlled by enemies of our people. So it was well nigh impossible to get a good book published. and it took forever to do it if you could get it published, and it cost a fortune. Well, the computer actually is the key. The computer is the entire key to the birth of print-on-demand publishing, POD, print-on-demand. Well, that's what we'll be using for Paul's book, and that's what everybody's using today. And with print-on-demand, once Paul has a finished manuscript, we can send that to a print-on-demand publisher and have finished books with beautiful covers, artwork and everything, in a matter of weeks, and at a very reasonable price. And here's the amazing thing. Print-on-demand allows you to print 10,000 copies or 10 copies at will.
It avoids the huge initial...
Yes, it does. Hold the thought, Paul. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's CalmMind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. CalmMind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war,
we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in here to the American Freedom Party Report on a Sunday, September 3rd, rather, and a three-hour show. We're wrapping up our first hour here. and plenty of room for your phone call if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. Talking about print-on-demand, POD, and that is what we will be seeing with Paul Fromm's book on South Africa. It makes it, when Paul, by the way, Paul, that was wonderful news that you're coming down the home stretch on the manuscript for your book. When Paul has that done, folks, we're very near to see you. We'll be very close to seeing, having a copy in your hand, because print on demand, here I'll read a little bit on the article on print on demand here on Wikipedia. Before the introduction of digital printing technology, production of small numbers of books had many limitations. Let's see here. Oh, getting too detailed here. Print on demand.
One of the problems is you had to make it economical, you had to print a large number, which meant you almost had to market it in advance. And for small organizations, that was difficult. The alternative was to print a small run. But the individual books, like the early editions of Kevin MacDonald's masterful books, The Culture of Critique and so on, were extremely expensive. With print on demand, it's basic, as you were saying, you can print anywhere from 10 to 10,000, more or less as you need them. So if we initially thought we could, say, deal with 1,000 copies, we order 1,000. If in a month later orders for 300 come in, we order 300, and so on. And it means relatively little money up front. Books were very capital intensive, especially self-published ones. I know a couple of authors, you know, who basically had a garage full of their unsold books because while they were good writers, they weren't marketers. And to get the book into print meant quite a big upfront investment, and then if you have no good way to distribute it or to sell it, they just pile up. And print on demand has changed everything, and it's something I think we've got to take advantage of.
Yes, and to visualize it, folks, I remember it being involved in the production of books back in the days of offset lithography. I used to be a printer myself, actually, or my family had quite an involvement in printing. But the with offset lithography, let's say you're going to do a run of 10,000 copies of a book, and that was kind of a small order, would be 10,000, 5,000, absolute bare minimum. If you're going to do 10,000 books, you would make an offset litho plate for each page, and that plate has to be mounted. I'll make it short. But I'll show you how dramatic POD, how dramatically it's changed things for patriots right after this break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.